sense killing our little gray cells holding a grudge. And it's like that, you know, in the women's basketball league right now, it's a real big issue.
Mm-hmm.
The emotion that Caitlin Clark, she brought the male crowd and the female crowd to the basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other players holding grudges and all that deliberately hurt her.
Wow.
And so she's out for, what, another month or two? Mm-hmm. And all the fans said they're boycotting the games now just because of grudges and political views held against her. And she just wants to play the game. And the others want her to have an agenda. You got to leave that out. Otherwise, you know, if you leave agenda and political views and all that out of the sport, you know, if you want that, be a debater.
Mm-hmm.
Go to political debating. Don't bring it to the basketball or soccer or baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, I think for the most part, humanity, we don't mind. It's just the the agenda that of emotions that some tend to bring and ruin it for everybody.
Right.
So, you know, we've got to learn to help, you know, help the women in sports. Try leave that
mm-hmm.
for another platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not for while they're up on the baseball field or basketball court. You know, leave it out of there. You're there to play a game and entertain the people and see if your game is better than the other player's game. Leave your agendas out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people will come. I was talking to one of my nieces today in town. Men are like high schoolers in sports, and the women are just like kindergartners, grade one participants in sports, because men have been doing it for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And women are just finally getting to, and they're trying to jump in the deep end with the men.
Mm-hmm.
Who've garnered all the fanfare and accolades that come with being
mm-hmm.
sports champions. You know, it just doesn't come just overnight. You got to build to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's right, you know, we see all these commercials on TV, the radio, the internet, asking the people to support
mm-hmm.
sports. You know, and that's right. It gives them a purpose, because, you know, it's so hard to get jobs nowadays because everything's going AI and robotic.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a people got to find some way to put bread on the table, electricity turned on for our internet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, women in sports, we just have to help them build up their platform so they leave emotion, grudges out of it. That's what I think about women in sports. They just gotta slowly build a fanfare, the accolades, because, you know, it just doesn't happen overnight. We don't just pick up a hockey stick and suddenly we're the greatest hockey player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It takes practice, you know, generations. Some of these hockey players that we watch, baseball, tennis players, they're generational. Their grandparents were superstars.
Right.
You know, so it's bred into us, you know, kind of like pedigree dogs and cats. It's bred into them.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that's what we have to do for our women.
Mm-hmm.
Help them and coach them along. Teach them to leave grudges mm-hmm. and gripes and agendas out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, if you want those, go into political debating.
Right.
I don't know if they call that a sport, but it should be. Yeah, so that's my thoughts on women in sports.
That's lovely. Thank you very much for sharing it with us about your own opinion, how you look at it and how you feel about it. That is marvelous. And thank you so much for to be with us every week.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're really grateful to have you, even at the very difficult time. You're always eager and ready to be on air with us. Thank you so much. And all the blessing and the love of the show to you and to Nicola Valley.
Yeah. Last week my phone died right at the end there.
Yes, because I realized that, you know, there is a fire forest, and even you went through the fire, you showed your strength. And actually it gives us a lot of strength at this end, that we never give up and we never stop for the great cause and good cause, basically.
Yeah, I thank you there behind the mic, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well-wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. Thank you very kindly. And we'll catch up till next week on Thursday. Bye
for now.
Bye-bye now. That was Shachlach from Nicola Valley, the brother of Chief Shackley. And the next song we are going to have is the Sister Rosita. It says, Sister Rosita, please enjoy. Please enjoy the song.
I can tell you something. Uncle Joe, it's raining and the people are so fine to stand around. How great it is. Oh, it makes me feel happy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to know we can study the rain and sing. People are so sweet to stay here.
Oh, it's sweet.
And I come in on a...
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I come in on. Oh, yeah! Get a key.
Thank you.
can't get in. I know it rain, you know it rain. Rain too long, all night long. Rain all day, rain all night. Didn't it, yes, didn't it, you know it either, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, how it
we're still in. There is that old fight that I'm going to mention about, and also new fights that we as women always face. A good example is sexist uniforms, mm-hmm. where women in sports get fined for wearing shorts instead of the uniform that's very provocative.
Right.
They get fines for that, wearing shorts, when men can do whatever they want to do, whatever they want to wear. The good example is, if you remember, in July of 2021, it was all over the news, Norwegian women's beach ball team, which is my favorite,
right,
showed up to play in shorts, and they didn't want to wear those teeny tiny bikinis, so they wore shorts. And the Euro Championship Federation of Handball fined them €1,500, which is like almost $2,000,
mm-hmm.
just for, and they said, improper uniform. See what women are facing.
Yeah.
So luckily, Pink, the American singer, stepped in and said, "I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it," and she paid for it. And she put it on a media, social media was all over, exposing the Federation, Handball Federation in Europe.
Right.
So what happened, the Federation was forced to change the law. So November of the same year, they had to change the law so no more bikini required. Oh my. So that was one victory that women in sport, especially handball, didn't have to do that. And mm-hmm. it was because of the backlash that was created, and pink and social media that made the federation change the rules in November. Now female players can wear shorts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We have a way long way to go. And also the old fight, if you I'm sure some of you heard about it, it's the old fight is I'll give you an example from 1973. I'm sure you heard of Billie Jean King fighting for prize money. It was all over the news in the 70s. And I loved this woman. I was reading this article about her, and I thought, oh, it would be a good part of our show today. She volunteered herself to fight with Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs was a sexist man in tennis, that he thought women are not good for any sport, basically. And Billie Jean King invited him to fight, and he went on and on and on, backlashing Billie Jean, saying, "Ah, she's a woman. I'll get rid of her in like 2 seconds."
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? She won that tennis match, and it was called the Battle of Sexes.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I watched it. When you have time, watch it. It's very interesting. So the Battle of Sexes, she proved that women deserve equal prize money
mm-hmm.
and respect in sport, just like the way men have. Most of us have been told for years that marathon and boxing win for girls. I remember the first marathon, it was long, long ago. I think it was 1920s. I was reading it years ago, and men were against it, where men were pushing women out and not letting women participate in marathon. Also boxing. For years they told us it's not for girls, and now there is a new fight in women's sport again about eligibility in the women's category.
Right.
After the Olympic boxing match last year, I'm sure you remember, female athletes and fans said there are concern about transgender women competing in the women's category, which has raised lots of concern among women athletes and also women like me. We are asking about fairness, about physical safety, about protecting scholarship, medals, and opportunities that we fought so hard for years. So today, women in sport is about more than medals. It's about fighting discrimination. Discrimination
right.
in pay, in uniform, because women get less pay for whatever they do. And most of the time, we do much better than men, but we get less. And fighting for uniforms, media coverage. Media does not cover women in sports as a very little, 4% of what they cover men's sport. If you watch television, it's always men, basketball, men, volleyball, men, this, men, soccer, men, football, this and that. Very little coverage on women's sport. It's about changing culture. Our fight is about changing culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having a say in the rules of our own game, and about making sure the field, the court, the ring stay a place where girls can decide their own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
The game isn't over. We're just getting started. That's all I wanted to say.
That's fantastic. It's so lovely to hear different aspect of the opinion of every individual, and you always bring significant, not only with one area, you go to many fields and you sparkle, you know, really all the subject that is related to the women. And it's marvelous to have you on the show with us, and we are looking forward to have you next week at the same time, and all the blessing and many thanks to you to be with us, Mary.
Thank you so much for letting me be your guest today. I appreciate it.
We thank you kindly.
You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. That was Mary, the officer public relation for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And she always carry and say she has her own opinion, is very unique in her own way, and she's sharing it with us. Basically, in my opinion, equality between men and women is side by side, definitely. And I would like to draw your attention to one point at the backyard of your heart. Our heart has a backyard. That backyard of the heart that is only us. We facing ourselves. Meditate, manifest positivity. Be a light, be a hope, and be a joy for yourself and the others. And I wish you the very many blessings to each one of you that you are listening to Free Voices at the Simon Fraser University. And I wish the peace for the world. I'm going to end the program with you, and we are looking forward to be with you next week. 3 to 4 at the Free Voices, and at the studio I have Salar with me as a guest, also from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society member, that he accompanied us for a very long time with us. We are going to say goodbye to you. Salar, do you have any last wording with the listeners, respected listeners?
As usual, I'm very honored to be here and have this connection with your listener. I learn every time a lot listening to the different people that were calling, and I send my blessing and love to each and all of you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful blessing. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to end the program with another song, Big Gray. Have a beautiful week ahead of you. Bye-bye for now. Bye.
having me.